It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. We come together today to be renewed, restored, and refilled with God's presence. And I'm so glad you joined me for the program. Today, we're going to be starting a brand new series called The Waiting Room of God. And I need you to understand something today, that when you wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. Waiting does not mean that God is denying your need. It doesn't mean that He hasn't heard your request. It's not the place of rejection, but it's the sacred space where God does some of His deepest work when we wait on Him. And today we begin with the foundational truth that we need in order to survive and even thrive in this season. Why God makes us wait? Have you ever asked yourself that question? God makes us wait because He's more interested in the formation than speed. You see, let's get right to it. We live in a world that's addicted to fast-paced living. We have fast food. We have high-speed internet. We have one-click ordering for our food, instant feedback. But God doesn't operate on the same timeline as we do. In Isaiah 40 and verse 31, He says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Now, if we're honest, that verse frustrates us sometimes, because we want strength now, not after a season of waiting. But the Hebrew word here for wait is kava, and it means to bind together, to intertwine, to stretch and pull tight. It gives the idea of a rope that's formed from many cords, and it becomes very strong. You see, waiting isn't passive. It's the stretching of our soul until it becomes strong enough to hold what God wants to pour in. Think about Abraham. Abraham was promised a child in Genesis chapter 12, but he didn't hold Isaac until Genesis chapter 21. And that was 25 years of waiting. Now why? Because the promise required a man of faith, not just a man with ambition. And Abraham had to be formed into that man that eventually became the father of faith. God will often delay the blessing to prepare the vessel. We want the destination, but God wants the transformation. We pray, "Lord, use me," and God says, "Then let me shape you first." We say, "I'm ready," and God says, "Not until you're rooted." Because if the weight of the promise lands before the strength of character has been formed, the very thing you're praying for could crush you. Waiting is not punishment, friend. It's a protective measure of divine wisdom. God has perfect timing. Now let's dig even deeper today. Waiting has a way of surfacing idols. It's a refining fire that burns away our false dependencies. When Israel grew impatient at the base of Mount Sinai, they didn't just get bored. What did they do? They built a golden calf. Why? Because waiting exposed the fact that their worship was attached to a leader and not the Lord. Moses had been gone. He was up on the mountain with God. And God was silent. So what did they do? They reverted to what was familiar. Friend, waiting will reveal if your faith is rooted in feelings, circumstances, or if it's truly rooted in Christ Jesus. Do you worship God when you don't feel the goosebumps? Do you believe Him when the answer is delayed? Do you still serve Him when there's no applause? See, Psalm 37 in verse 7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." Being still doesn't mean inactivity. It just means undistracted trust. It means I'm not reaching for counterfeits to comfort me while I wait. I'm waiting on God. God often allows waiting because he wants to break our addiction to immediacy and form a faith that is deep, quiet, and unshakable. Friend, God is doing more in the wait than you can see on the outside. There's something mysterious and beautiful about what God does in those hidden seasons of our life. Think about a seed. You bury it in the soil, and for a time, nothing is visible. But underground, it's breaking open. Roots are forming, and foundations are spreading. And it looks like delay, but it's really development. You see, friend, waiting is God's workshop. Let me ask you today, what if the most important thing God is doing right now in your life is not what you're praying for, but what he's doing in you? You may be asking for open doors, and God is forming deeper discernment in your heart so you'll hear his voice. You may be asking for increase, and God is teaching you contentment. You may be asking for clarity, and God is forming trust in your life for him. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. That means there are some doors that only open when faith walks hand in hand with patience. Oh, I struggle with that sometimes. There are times when I'm not as patient as God wants me to be. He's still working on me. You see, waiting seasons often feel like wilderness. But the wilderness is not just a place of testing, it's a place of training. God is not absent in your wait. He's present. He's planning. He's pruning. He's preparing you. See, Jesus waited too. And so did every saint throughout the scriptures that came before you. Let's take the pressure off ourselves for a minute. Waiting isn't a sign of failure. It's the path that's been walked by every person God has ever used. Jesus himself, he waited 30 years to begin his ministry. 30 years of silence for 3 years of power. Moses, he waited 40 years in Midian. Hannah waited in weeping before God would open her womb and give her her son. Simeon waited in the temple every day for the Messiah, and he saw him before he died, just as God had promised. Friend, you're in good company. And here's the comfort. If God has allowed you to enter the waiting room, it means he still has plans for you. It means he's not finished with you yet. You haven't been shelved. You've been set aside for something greater. Let me leave you with this today. What if the very thing you hate the most, this season of limbo, of stillness, of uncertainty, is the very place God is shaping you into someone who can carry what's coming next? Don't try and escape the waiting. Embrace it, because waiting is where warriors are made. Let today be the day that you shift your prayer, and instead of asking, Lord, how long, you start asking, Lord, what are you trying to show me right now? What are you teaching me, God? What are you healing in me in order to be the man or woman that you've created me to be? What can I only learn here in this season of waiting that you're trying to do in my life? See, God isn't ignoring you. He's forming you, my friend. You see, the wait is not a waste. The devil wants you to believe that waiting is just wasted time. But no, it's time of development. Have you ever stood at the window of your soul watching the road for answers that haven't yet arrived? Have you prayed, maybe fasted and trusted and still found yourself waiting? See, waiting is one of the most difficult assignments God ever gives us. It's uncomfortable, it's humbling, And most of all, it's slow. We live in a culture of instant everything. Instant downloads, drive-throughs. But God is not in a hurry. And that's hard for us to accept, because when God presses pause, we often assume it's punishment. But friend, what if waiting is not a prison, but again, it's a preparation? Let me share a powerful story that speaks to this truth. In the Eastern world, there's a species of bamboo known as the Chinese moso bamboo. And when the seed is planted, nothing seems to happen. And for 5 years, the farmer waits. He waters it, he fertilizes the soil, and patiently tends the ground. But for 5 long years, there's no visible growth. No sprout, no leaf, no sign of life. And then in the 5th year, something happens almost overnight. The bamboo shoots up over 90 feet in just 6 weeks. Now let me ask you, did the bamboo grow in 6 weeks or 5 years? See, the answer is both. You see, while nothing was visible above the surface, deep beneath the ground, the root system was expanding, strengthening, anchoring itself to support what was coming. Sometimes when God has you in that waiting mode, He's building roots in you that will support what He's getting ready to build in your life. God often works the same way with us. The waiting season, it isn't dead space. It's development space. God is more interested in what's beneath the surface than what's above it. He knows that if He promotes you before you're rooted, the blessing might crush you. He wants to give you strength before He gives you spotlight. That's why the waiting season is a holy season. It's the place where character is forged in the fire, where pride is stripped, and where faith, it's deepened. So don't despise the delay. It may be your divine construction zone. Now, waiting reveals who or what you deeply trust. When the doors aren't opening, when the healing hasn't come, when the job offer hasn't arrived, what do you run to? Waiting reveals whether your faith is in the outcome or in the one who holds it. See, sometimes God delays what we want so He can build in us what He wants in our life. Waiting is often a test before the transition, friend. You remember Joseph? He had a dream in his teens, but he didn't see it fulfilled until his 30s. And in between, he would go into a prison, a pit, and plenty of pain. But none of it was wasted, my friend. The pit taught him to cry out to God. The prison, it taught him to interpret dreams. And the palace, that was the assignment he was being prepared for all along. So what if your current wait is really your training ground for what God has coming for you, what God wants to do in your life? What if God is developing endurance in you because the next season is going to demand it? Father, I pray for everyone today that's in a waiting season, those that seem to be on the pause mode in their life. God, they're waiting for you to do what you promised long ago. I ask today, God, that you would give them faith just to trust you and to stand in this season of wait, and you will surely bring them through. Thank you for joining me today, friend. Walk in fresh oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.